In this episode, I want to talk to you about the fact that learning is broken and share my thoughts on how that affects sales training and give you a bit of insight in what we can learn from Taylor Swift. My name is Paul Owen and this is the True Sales Podcast. So welcome back to the show. Learning is broken. And how does that affect sales training? Well, in many different ways. And I hope to share with you in this short, sharp, solo episode today, not only those 2 points, but the lesson from Taylor Swift. And I'm going to end with a little offer for our podcast listeners to benefit from a new project that we have. Before I get stuck into learning being broken, do remember that if you enjoy the podcast, you should subscribe. It not only helps you to get the updated episodes coming through, it also helps to build our profile, for which we thank you. Also, ratings and reviews and testimonials are also appreciated. Right, okay, learning broken. Why is it? Well, I would suggest to you that the model we have of learning is based on our education system. Here's what happens in education to this day. An expert stands at the front of the room and they share their knowledge. The children sitting in that room, or maybe adults, are tasked with writing down that knowledge in order they can learn that knowledge and repeat it in a test or an exam scenario. It doesn't work. I'm not sure it ever has, and it certainly doesn't now. If you do that well, of course, at school, you succeed in education, whatever that might mean. But how much of that knowledge and how many of your skills you learned have you remembered and used throughout your life now? I suggest very little of the content and very few of the skills, if any. What happens is we're force-fed information, told to memorize it, use it very quickly, and then forget all about it. How many of us, for example, can still do quadratic equations? Now, training our employees, whether that's in sales or something else, should not follow the broken model of education. It's just not going to help. Don't stand a sales trainer in front of your room just giving information, take notes, walk away and expect people are going to do it. It just doesn't work. Learning is about a process of getting people to think about things, getting them to consider those things and then put them into action. If you can do that, it makes it much more likely that people will remember. Now, learning is not just about memory, but it's really unlikely you're going to implement something you can't even remember. And so the creation of memory through a learning experience makes the content more sticky, and it makes it more likely you might remember, and then you might put it into practice. Now, with all learning, with all training, there are no guarantees, but you're sure as anything not going to use an idea that you can't remember. For this podcast, I've been trying to think of an example in another world between just having access to content versus creating an experience. And the idea I came up with was music. And maybe on the back of my daughter getting very excited about the Taylor Swift tickets she has for next year on the world tour. And I thought, actually, my daughter and millions of other fans can just download and access Taylor Swift songs on Spotify or whatever platform they use. And in fact, for that subscription, they get access to loads of other music as well. So why does she, or should I say me and my wife and millions of other people, sign up to pay much more money to go to a concert when we can just listen to the music online? Well, we do that because the experience of it is completely different. The way we engage with the content and what we take away from that time in the company of Taylor Swift, even though she's miles away at the front of the stage, is completely different. Do we remember the times we listened to her on Spotify? No, we don't. Do we remember that concert and everything surrounding it? Yes, we do. So, Paul, what on earth has this got to do with the training program that we're looking to do? Well, here's the point. This applies to sales and it applies to any training you're going to do. When you want to help your team to improve, don't follow the outdated model of our education system. Create a learning experience rather than the delivery of knowledge. Be more Taylor Swift than the headmaster lecturing. Your team will enjoy it more. They'll remember it more. And that means they're more likely to use the content. Okay, I promised a special offer, and it is this. The True Sales Academy, an online resource of sales training, is going live very soon. We have a course on there specializing in the telesales field. We've got a course for face-to-face salespeople, and we've also got a course for non-salespeople who spend a lot of their time in their working life and in their personal life selling. So sales, telesales, and sales for non-salespeople. Those courses are going live soon. You have the opportunity as a podcast listener to register early interest, and we're going to offer some discount and some added value for podcast listeners. So what do you need to do? Just drop me a line. Let's keep this simple. Paul@truesales.co. Yes, that's .co only. And send that through to me. Register for the early interest in the True Sales Academy, and we'll get you a special offer as a regular podcast listener. Right, we are done for this solo podcast. Thank you so much for your time. My name is Paul Owen, and you've been listening to the True Sales Podcast.